Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Building the New American Economy Smart, Fair, and Sustainable is a short nonfiction policy book by economist Jeffrey D. Sachs, with a foreword by Bernie Sanders. It addresses the United States economic direction at a time of political division, stagnant wages, infrastructure strain, and growing concern about inequality and environmental risk. Sachs argues that the country needs a broader framework than traditional growth-first economics, one that treats economic performance, social fairness, and environmental sustainability as connected goals rather than competing priorities. The book is best understood as a policy manifesto and practical reform outline rather than a technical academic treatise. Its purpose is to explain major economic challenges in accessible language and to propose concrete directions for public action, readers interested in public policy, sustainable development, and the future of the American economy will find it focused on the question of how prosperity can be rebuilt without ignoring long-term social and ecological costs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why Sachs argues the United States needs a new economic model. The book begins from the claim that the familiar American economic playbook is no longer sufficient. Sachs presents political paralysis, widening inequality, infrastructure decay, and environmental pressure as signs that short-term policy thinking has overtaken long-range national planning. Rather than treating these as separate problems, he connects them as symptoms of a deeper failure to organize economic life around durable public goals. This makes the book more than a critique of current policy. It is a rejection of the idea that growth alone can measure national success. Sachs argues that the United States should build an economy that is not only productive, but also socially inclusive and environmentally viable. The point is not to abandon markets or prosperity, but to redefine what counts as economic progress by framing the problem this way. The book asks readers to rethink assumptions about competition, national strength, and the role of public institutions in shaping outcomes over decades rather than election cycles. Secondly, sustainable development as the book's organizing framework. A central contribution of the book is its use of sustainable development as the main lens for policy. Sachs treats sustainable development as a practical framework that joins economic, social, and environmental objectives instead of ranking them separately. In this view, public policy should aim for jobs, infrastructure, health, education, climate stability, and social fairness together. That framework is important because it changes how policy trade-offs are judged. For example, an investment that increases output but worsens inequality or environmental damage is not a success under Sachs's model. He emphasizes that long-term prosperity depends on protecting the conditions that make growth possible in the first place, including stable communities and natural systems. This approach also helps explain why the book resonates beyond economics. It speaks to governance, ethics, and institutional design by placing sustainability at the center. Sachs offers a way to think about national development that is broader than standard GDP-focused analysis and more aligned with contemporary debates about climate and social resilience. Thirdly, infrastructure, trade, energy, and inequality as linked policy challenges. The book surveys several major policy areas that often appear in separate debates, including infrastructure investment, trade agreements, energy policy, government size, the national debt, and income inequality. Sachs's method is to show that these issues interact rather than operate independently. Infrastructure spending, for instance, is not only about roads and bridges. It shapes productivity, regional opportunity, and long-term competitiveness. Trade policy is not simply about exports and imports, but also about labor standards, domestic adjustment, and whether gains are broadly shared. Energy policy affects industrial strategy, climate responsibility, and the future cost structure of the economy. Inequality, meanwhile, is presented not as a side issue, but as a central economic problem that can weaken social trust and reduce the sustainability of growth itself. This interconnected treatment is one of the book's strengths because it avoids narrow solutions that solve one problem while worsening another. Sachs's policy lens is therefore systemic. He wants readers to see how the health of the economy depends on coordinated choices across many domains. Fourthly, a critique of GDP as an incomplete measure of national well-being. Another key theme is the book's skepticism toward GDP as the main indicator of progress. Sachs argues that a country can post respectable aggregate economic numbers while still failing many of its citizens through insecurity, unequal opportunity, poor health, and environmental degradation. In other words, GDP can rise even when the quality of life for large segments of the population does not improve. This critique matters because it shifts attention from output alone to the broader purposes of policy. Sachs draws on the idea that national prosperity should be judged by whether people live meaningful, secure, and healthy lives within sustainable limits. That perspective helps explain the book's emphasis on compassion and long-term stewardship rather than purely competitive economic performance. The argument is especially relevant in discussions of climate change and inequality, where conventional growth metrics can conceal serious risks. By challenging GDP-centered thinking, the book invites readers to consider alternative measures of success that better reflect social welfare and environmental responsibility. Lastly, accessible policy writing aimed at readers beyond specialists. The book is notable for presenting serious economic arguments in a concise, readable format intended for a broad audience. It is not written as an advanced academic monograph, and that matters because Sachs is trying to influence public debate as much as scholarly discussion. His explanations are designed to be understandable to policymakers, general readers, and citizens who want practical guidance rather than dense theoretical modeling. This accessibility is reinforced by the book's structure, which moves through major issues one by one and offers policy direction without excessive jargon. The result is a work that functions as both diagnosis and advocacy. It is persuasive because it combines broad principles with concrete areas of reform, while remaining short enough to be read without extensive technical background. That makes the book especially useful for readers who want a compact introduction to Sachs's view of American economic renewal. Its clarity is one reason it stands out in the policy genre. It tries to make sustainable development legible as a public agenda, not just an academic concept. In conclusion, Building the New American Economy Smart, Fair, and Sustainable is best suited for readers who want a concise but serious argument about the future of U.S. economic policy. Policymakers, students of public policy, economists, civic-minded general readers, and anyone following debates about inequality, infrastructure, energy transition, or climate-responsive growth will find it useful. Its main benefit is not technical novelty, but conceptual integration. Sachs connects issues that are often discussed in isolation and shows why they should be treated as parts of one national strategy. The book also stands out because it rejects the narrow assumption that economic success can be captured by GDP alone. Instead, it pushes readers toward a broader standard based on sustainability, social fairness, and long-term resilience. Compared with many books on American economics, it is unusually direct and accessible, with a clear policy orientation rather than a purely theoretical frame. That makes it valuable both as an entry point into Sachs's thinking and as a compact statement of a larger reform agenda. Readers looking for a measured, policy-driven case for rebuilding the economy around public purpose will find it distinctively focused. If you would like to support Jeffrey D. Sachs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.